For your plunship, you will need an active ingredient that we abbreviate DEET. I don't usually recommend that in Europe because of its toxic potential. But in tropical countries with a considerable risk of malaria, its effectiveness outweighs the other aspects.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcastzeit bei das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, unserem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie English for PTA beschäftigt sich mit den Reisekrankheiten, was auch das Titelthema der kommenden Ausgabe im Juli ist. Eine Kundin plant eine Reise nach Südostasien und lässt sich in der Apotheke zur passenden Reiseapotheke beraten. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Die Website ist direkt unter dem Podcast verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some help with what goes into a travel first aid kit.
Yes, of course. Do you have a specific destination in mind?
I'm going on a 28-day tour of Laos, Vietnam and Cambodia.
Wow, that sounds great. Have you arranged an appointment with a travel medicine specialist?
No. Is that necessary?
It's a good safety precaution. Your itinerary will be reviewed, required immunization checked, and preventative measures discussed to avoid getting diseases transmitted by insects.
So I may need vaccinations?
Just a moment, please. I'll check for you. Yes, immunization against hepatitis A, tetanus, diphtheria, and rabies is generally recommended. Where special risks are involved, even more vaccinations are indicated. Perhaps a prophylactic malaria medication too.
Okay. When should I see the specialist?
This depends on your current vaccination state, but you should reckon with at least 6 to 8 weeks ahead of your trip. You have to allow time for your body to build up its protection.
Right. I'll organize that immediately. What else do I need?
Diarrhea is the most frequent problem, so you'll need something for that, and rehydration salts as well. Painkillers such as ibuprofen, paracetamol, or aspirin are a must, and maybe oral antibiotics in case of ear, nose, throat, or urinary infections. Your doctor would have to prescribe those. Do you get travel sickness?
Not normally, but various types of transport are included in the tour.
Then I'd take a medicine for that to be on the safe side. A hand sanitizer containing at least 60% alcohol or antibacterial hand wipes are useful, as are water purification tablets.
I have no intention of drinking water that isn't bottled.
Good. Stay clear of ice cubes, diluted drinks, and raw foods. The chances of them being contaminated is quite high.
Yes. Hopefully our tour guide will help us with those.
You should take sufficient insect repellent. For your planned trip, you will need an active ingredient that we abbreviate DEET. I don't usually recommend that in Europe because of its toxic potential. But in tropical countries with a considerable risk of malaria, its effectiveness outweighs the other aspects. You aren't pregnant, are you?
No, I'm not pregnant. And there are no infants traveling with us. Many thanks for your explanation. Can you show me some sunscreen that is suitable for the climate in Southeast Asia?
Certainly. Good. Then the other things you'll need are an antiseptic wound cleaner, dressings, and what goes into a regular first aid kit. Gauze, tweezers, scissors, disposable gloves, face masks, and a digital thermometer.
I have most of those at home. Can we assemble all the other things you mentioned?
Yes, of course. We'll start with loperamide for diarrhea.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk. dem Podcast von Das PTA Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.